If the kvura is separated from the misa more than one day, so then the yartzeit is yom hakvura. If it's only separated by one day, then you do the yartzeit on the yom hamisa. So that's the view of the shach. Why did he say 3 days? He means 3 days including the yom hamisa. Otherwise, the shach associates himself minei ubei. So lemaisa, what do we do? What do we do? We have again. Do we follow the shach? We definitely follow the shach about yud beis chodesh ending 12 months after the kfura, not misa. But what about the yartzeit? Right? When do you do the first yartzeit? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions on this. This is in Taf Kuf Samaches Sifkatan Mem Dalad. And he writes his first opinion, the Stam opinion, which I think is the Minhag Ha'Olam, though I don't know if there's a clear-cut Minhag Ha'Olam. You do find people doing both things. But I think the more common practice, which is helpful because it's the least confusing practice, is this is the view of the Al Yerabah and a number of other Rachonim, and it's the main opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, is that you follow Yom HaMisa always. V'afilu b'shana rishona, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shavelos yud beis chodesh mitchilas yom ha'kfura, afilu hachi yartzeit, hu b'yom ha'misa, v'lom yibayim yom ha'kfura, hayelamacharas yom ha'misa, da'az nishlam ha'yud beis chodesh alavelos gamkein b'yom ha'misa, if it's the day afterwards, for sure, because then they end up coinciding. El afilu im haya yom hakvura shnayim o shlosha yamim achar yom hamisa de'az nimshach avelos yud beis chodesh achar yom hamisa. So it is a little confusing because then the yud beis chodesh will continue after the yartzeit. Mikom melkom hayartzeit li oyelam biyom hamisa kavinan. We don't make up this gzeira. Then he says v'yesh omrim the shach's view de'bezesh yom hakvura de'bezesh yom hakvura. It's rachok. Then you should do yom hamisa. Okay. Now, I'll just tell you a term that you might hear, so you know what it is. It's called the Yom HaPsika. What's a Yom HaPsika? Yom HaPsika means the day you stop saying Kaddish. So is the Yom HaPsika from the Kvura or from the Misa? Which one is it? So, according to the Shach, you should follow the Kvura. The Taz says it's Yom HaMisa, and that's also Lishitaso. But Lachar, we follow the Shach here as well. So Yom HaPsika is governed by the Yom HaKvura. There's all discussion over here, which I guess we're going to skip, about days that you shouldn't fast for the yartzeit. And then there's a fascinating discussion about Uber Yoin. What do you do on a leap year? And here too, we have all the different possible opinions. Whatever you want, there's somebody that says like you. The Mahari Mulin and the Ramah in Or Chaim, not here, but the Ramah in Or Chaim, and the Marshal, cited by the Shach, says that if the yartzeit is in Adar and it's a Shana Meuberes, you fast both Adars. Wow, that's tough. The Mari Mintz, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Maril, and the Ramah over here in Yerudea says you should fast and say Kaddish on the first Adar. And the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, the Marivayel, says you should fast on the second Adar. So how do we paskin? Very interesting to discuss the lumdus of this, but we don't have time to do that. It's a fascinating discussion. But halacha maisa, we're out of time, we have to skip to the bottom line. So the Mishnah Berurah and Taf Kuf Samachef Sifkat Mem Beis writes that the Magen Avraham says the following conclusion. If a person has to fast min hadin, meaning say they're makabel upon themselves to fast on the yartzeit, so then you must fast on both Adars. And this is the psak of the Gra. However, if you weren't makabel beferush, you just do it. So then you follow whatever you did the first year. So if the first time it was a double Adar, you fasted on the first one, then you would continue to fast on Adar Rishon. If the first time you fasted Adar Sheni, then you would continue to fast on Adar Sheni. What do you do the first time? They ask you the Shaila, what should you do? So then, if you're asked what to do for the first time, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the preferable thing is you should fast on both of them, but if that's difficult, then it makes more sense to do Adar Rishon, like the Ramah, as opposed to Adar Sheni, like the Mechaber. Maybe Sfardim would follow the Mechaber into Adar Sheni. Now, Rav Shechter likes to talk about this, and he always points out that if you look, the Gra says that the reason why you should do both is not misafik, like we don't know which Adar it is, but you're actually chayev in both, because they're both days are the Yahrzeit. Because on both days it's Reya Mazleh, and therefore Be'etzem you should really fast on both of them. Okay, I guess we don't have time for Simen Tuf Gimel, so Ayin Sham. That's the din of Likud Atzamos. Likud Atzamos, for relatives, you are noeg avelos for the rest of the day, meaning to say, it's not like a Shemua Krova, where it's just one nihug avelos or one moment, but rather it's the rest of the day. The truth is that this halacha is not even so clear. The Nimuka Yosef on this Gemara says, when the Gemara says, Malakat Atzamos Aviv Iman, we assume it's also Shar Krovim, it's Mesavel Alav Kol Yom Kulo, it's not talking about Nihugi Avelos. It's talking about being misonein and Aser B'Kadshim and the like, in which case the din isn't really practical nowadays. But all the other Rishonim disagree with that, and we accept that there are actually Nihugi Avelos for that day, and Kriya and the like, and look in the Shulchan Aruch for all the dinim. I'd like to just conclude with one thing that's quoted in Adarki Moshe, and with this we'll conclude Hochs Avelos. But don't worry, the summer is still young. The Darkei Moshe is a very interesting thing. First of all, we always quote, we always finish everything with Shalom, you know, Shmona Esrei and Birkas Kohanim and Birkas Amazon. So also, Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya finishes off with Shalom, as you see over here. Shem Yivarech Hasamu B'Shalom. But there's a halacha that relates to Shalom. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan that when you're saying goodbye to somebody, you shouldn't say Lech B'Shalom, but rather Lech L'Shalom. And that's quoted, that's the Gemara. So the Darkei Moshe quotes in the Nimuka Yosef, who says about things like this, Yesh b'nei adam sh'menach Hashem u'mesimen davar b'libam u'kenegdam dibru chachamim. These types of halachos, that there's a difference between saying B'Shalom, L'Shalom, are talking about superstitious people. And for such people, then, there are rules. There's a difference between B'Shalom, L'Shalom, because look what happened to Avshalom when, and look what happened with Moshe and Yisrael and the like. Aval mi, she'eno makbid, eina davar mazik klum. And this is something that might be relevant to many similar types of halachos, even ones quoted by Chazal, which is that they don't harm you if you don't care. Okay, so stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow from the beginning.